with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump clarifies his stand on abortion in a newly released video message.
The presumptive GOP presidential nominee said, quote, "My view is now that we have abortion where everyone wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by voter legislation or perhaps both." In a video posted on his Truth Social account, the former president did not specify at what number of weeks during a pregnancy he would support an abortion ban. However, he reiterated his support for exceptions in the case of incest, rape, and when the life of the mother is in danger.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A trip to Wisconsin on President Biden's agenda today, and he is expected to announce another student loan debt giveaway scheme. Also at SRNNews.com, it's almost showtime, Solar Eclipse Day. The long-awaited eclipse moving northeast, darkening the landscape across Mexico, through the U.S. and into Canada later in the day.
There are clouds along the path of totality for the solar eclipse, which has drawn millions of spectators to viewing locations. Mexico's where the viewing begins, and by midday around Dallas, Texas.
We're the first major area that's going to be able to see something.
The moon will pass directly across the sun, plunging the region into total darkness for nearly 4.5 minutes. But astronomy professor Heather Appleby says the cloud cover will disappoint many.
It won't be ideal, but we'll get to see it.
Clear skies in the afternoon for northern New England and Canada. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And experts reminding us not to look directly at the sun during the eclipse without special protective glasses, because doing so could result in serious permanent eye damage. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 24 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 23 points. This is SRN News. An atheist group comes after a basketball coach.
Dawn Staley is a Christian, and sometimes after her University of South Carolina women's team plays a game, she will make references to her faith in comments to the media. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has a problem with that. The country's leading atheist group has made a formal demand that the university take disciplinary action against Staley for her comments, claiming that they might make atheist players, quote, feel unwelcome. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York State officials being allowed to continue legal action against a county outside New York City that has banned males from competing on female sports teams. The U.S. District Court judge has denied Nassau County's request for a temporary restraining order against State Attorney General Letitia James. That initial ruling does not address the legality of the county's ban. That issue to be decided later on. Growing number of states and localities trying to keep men off women's sports teams, especially in schools. This is SRN News. High-level talks between the U.S. and China wrapping up in Beijing.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the Biden administration will push China to change an industrial policy that poses a threat to the U.S.
China is now simply too large for the rest of the world to absorb this enormous capacity.
Wrapping up 4 days of talks with Chinese officials, Yellen said officials had had difficult conversations about national security, including American concerns that Chinese companies are supporting Russia in its war in Ukraine. But the focus of her trip had been industrial policy and what the U.S. and Europe describe as manufacturing overcapacity in China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Recovery efforts advance in the wake of the Baltimore Key Bridge collapse. Crews have started removing containers from the deck of the massive ship that hit the bridge. It's a major step toward reopening the busy port of Baltimore's main shipping channel. More details at SRNNews.com.